KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut at 784-3678. Well, checking sports this morning in high school sports yesterday, Atlantic's Alyssa Ginther and Bailey Newell earned trips to the girls' state golf tournament through regional play Monday in Adel. Atlantic was competing in the Class 3A regional tournament at River Valley Golf Course. Ginther advanced, finishing third overall, shooting an 81 on the par 72 course. Riley Driscoll of Creston shot 81 for the medalist award. Sophia Gromidas of Creston also shot 81 for runner-up, and then Ginther's 81 put her third. Ashton Carter of Creston was fourth with an 84, and Newell placed fifth with an 85 overall for Atlantic. As a team, well, they won't get a chance to defend their state championship. Creston won the team title in the regional with a 341 total. Centerville was the runner-up at 371, and those two teams moved to state. Atlantic placed third at 382 in that meet yesterday. The Griswold Tigers girls golf team topped the field at the Class 1A Region 2 tournament at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club on Monday, and they'll now head on to the state tournament. The Tigers shot a 387 team total to outdistance the rest of the field. Woodbury Central was runner-up with a 424, and they'll head to state as well. The Cam Cougars narrowly missed out on a state trip as they finished just one shot back in third place with a 425 team total. Individually, Sally Gallagher of Woodbury Central was the medalist with an 82. Matea Peters of Griswold with an 84 was runner-up. Sammy Jotty of Cam also qualified for state with an 85 in yesterday's meet, placing third. Abby Schaefer of Mount Air with a 90 was fourth, and Kayla Chapman of Trainer with a 91 was fifth overall. Kemper Catholic Knights and Roland Story Rockets were the two girls' golf teams to advance out of the 2A Region 2 final at the 5x80 golf course in Menlo yesterday. The Knights shot 375 to win. Roland Story had a 403 to earn the second spot in the 2A state tournament. Well, girls' first-round state team tennis matches in Class 1A were played Monday. Regional team tennis was played in 2A, with first-round state matches taking place today. In Class 1A, Region 1 at Denison yesterday, Glenwood beat Spirit Lake Okoboji 5-1, and Glenwood advances to the girls' state team tennis Final Four on June 2nd at Burns Park in Waterloo. In a Class 1A Region 2 match at Johnston, it was Columbus Catholic beating Shenandoah 5-1. In Class 2A Region 1 action up at Sioux City North in regional first-round play, Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City North 5-1, and Ames beat Sioux City East 5-0. In the regional final, it was Ames over Abraham Lincoln 5-0. In high school soccer yesterday in boys, sub-state action, Class 1A first-round sub-state play, it was Atlantic outlasting West Central Valley in overtime 3-2. Brady Dickerson had a couple of goals. He scored the game winner with just over 3 minutes left in the overtime period to help Atlantic advance. Also, AHSTW beat Panorama 3-1. Tri-Center over Logan Magnolia 2-1. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 10-0. Riverside 2-0 over Underwood. Clark over Creston 1-0. Kemper Catholic beat Western Christian 1-0 on penalty kicks. It was Des Moines Christian over Nottoway Valley 10-0. St. Albert beat Clarinda Academy 10-0. Also in 2A sub-state play, it was Glenwood over Carroll 3-0. Denison beat Spirit Lake Park Okoboji 6-1. In 3A sub-state action, it was Abraham Lincoln 8-0 over Thomas Jefferson. In girls soccer yesterday, Denison over Atlantic 6-0. AHSTW beat Riverside 4-1. Kemper Catholic 7-0 over Logan Magnolia. Well, high school softball season got underway last night. Some action around the area in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Abraham Lincoln beating St. Albert 18-5. Harlan over Underwood 4-2. Creston beat Southwest Valley 13-1. In Western Iowa Conference play, ACGC beat Audubon 13-2. It was Missouri Valley over Whiting 12-0. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard over Cam 13-2. West Harrison beat Boyer Valley 14-0. Glidden Ralston over Madrid 11-5. River Valley beat Arweva 21-7. In the Corner Conference, Stanton over Essex 10-5. Sydney 6-3 over Bedford. In boys baseball action last night, number of teams got their seasons underway. In the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Clarinda over Bedford 7-3. Harlan beat Carroll 11-1. Creston over Southwest Valley 14-3. Underwood topping Shenandoah 10-5. Lewis Central beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 3-1. St. Albert over Abraham Lincoln 5-1. Van Meter topping Denison 9-4. Spirit Lake defeating Kemper Catholic 2-0. in the Western Iowa Conference. Audubon over ACGC 7-2. AHSTW beat East Mills 14-1 from the Rolling Valley Conference. Cam over Coon Rapids Bayard 5-0. West Harrison beat Boyer Valley 15-5, and West Central Valley over Glidden Ralston 6-3. In the Corner Conference, Stanton beat Essex 10-0. Sydney 22-0 over Clarinda Academy in boys baseball. In Major League Baseball last night, the Brewers lead in the National League Central is a game and a half over the Cardinals after Miles Michaelis tossed his first career shutout and Tyler O'Neill homered for the third straight game to carry St. Louis past Kansas City 6-0. O'Neill slammed a three-run homer and had four RBIs to back Michaelis, who is 6-0 after firing a four-hitter. Milwaukee kept their lead in the National League Central with a 4-2 win over Arizona last night. Another National League action, Washington beat San Diego 10-2, Philadelphia over Atlanta 3-0, Mets over Miami 2-0, Colorado beat the Dodgers 2-1. In the American League, Texas falling to the New York Yankees 10-5, Minnesota beat Detroit 4-2, Baltimore over the White Sox 3-2. Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers have squared the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals at two games apiece with a dominant first quarter against the Boston Celtics. The Celtics shot just 7-for-26, while the Cavaliers outscored them 34-18 in the first period in Cleveland's 111-102 triumph at Quicken Loans Arena. That series now shifts to Boston for Game 5 on Wednesday. The NHL's Eastern Conference Final is going to a seventh game after the Washington Capitals blanked the Tampa Bay Lightning. T.J. Oshie scored twice, and Braden Holtby stopped 24 shots as the Capitals beat the Bolts 3-0. Oshie snapped a scoreless tie by beating Andre Vasilevsky on a power play with 4:48 left in the second. Devontae Smith-Pelly scored to make it 2-0 with 9:58 remaining. Oshie iced the victory with an empty netter. Holtby notched his first shutout of the season in this postseason, and the fifth of his career. Vasilevsky stopped 31 shots for the Lightning as they'll host Game 7 coming up on Wednesday night. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says Congress should enact uniform standards for any states that plan to legislate sports betting. Goodell reiterated the NFL's stance that legalized sports gambling in the United States should be governed by federal law rather than state law. The Supreme Court ruled last week to strike down a 1992 law that barred most state-authorized sports gambling. Goodell is also seeking consumer protections as well as fan access to official and reliable league data. The NFL says sexual assault allegations against Lions coach Matt Patricia from 1996 are not subject to its personal conduct policy. The league says it has completed its review of the team's interviewing process. Patricia has said he was falsely accused of allegations that resurfaced earlier this month in a Detroit news report. The accuser did not testify, and the case was dismissed. The Lions have said a pre-employment background check did not reveal that incident. Veteran guard Richie Incognito is free to resume his career after the Bills released him from their reserve retired list on Monday. That move came 6 weeks after Incognito abruptly announced on his Twitter account that he was retiring. Incognito cited health concerns as one of the reasons he was retiring, although he was also unhappy with taking a pay cut and restructuring the final year of his contract with Buffalo this offseason. In tennis, French Open organizers will not give Serena Williams a seating. The French Tennis Federation said in a statement to the Associated Press that tour officials will establish the list and ranking of the women's seeds based on the WTA ranking. That leaves Williams out of the seating since she is currently ranked number 453 due to her lengthy maternity leave. The three-time French Open champion hasn't played a Grand Slam event since last year's Australian Open. And two-time LPGA major champion Carol Mann has died at the age of 77, according to the tour. Mann won 38 LPGA titles, including the 1964 Women's Western Open Invitational and the 1965 U.S. Women's Open. She won 10 tournaments in 1968 and served as LPGA president from 1973 to 76. Mann was inducted into the LPGA Tour Hall of Fame and the World Golf Hall of Fame in 1977. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.